relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
So when sitting down with someone like Bashar al-Assad in Syria, do you confront him directly and say, why do you order chemical attacks on your own people? Why do you cause the killings of over 500,000 people in your country?
Look, you know, I want to break this down to what we're talking about.
I want to break this down to what we're talking about here today
because you're talking about a meeting that took place what, 3 years ago?
Well, Congressman,
and every time I come back,
but I come back here on MSNBC,
you guys talk to me about these issues. It sounds like these are talking points that Kamala Harris and her campaign are feeding you because she's refusing to address the questions that were posed to her.
Ooh, I don't think the left is holding together, do you? There are some very, very serious issues. That was, of course, Tulsi Gabbard, who was on a left-wing show. She was on MSNBC, and she didn't like what they were intimating. Now, what is the genesis of all of this? It was the debates. It was the powerful, powerful debate, the point struck between Tulsi Gabbard and Kamala Harris, after which Kamala Harris's press secretary, a guy called Ian Sams, tweeted the following. Quote, Russian propaganda machine was promoting Gabbard. Reporters writing their story with eyes on the modern day assignment desk of Twitter read this. The Russian propaganda machine that tried to influence the 2016 election is now promoting the presidential aspirations of a controversial Hawaii Democrat. I mean, this is what the phrase, the revolution eats itself, means. When Kamala Harris's team is saying that Tulsi Gabbard, a Democrat, is a victim of or a pawn to or actively promoting the Russian propaganda that lost them the 2016 election, they've lost all sense of reality. But hey, it's fun to watch. More popcorn. Let's enjoy that. As I said in the first hour, I have issues with Tulsi Gabbard actually going to meet the butcher of Damascus, Assad, is not exactly what American congressmen or women should do, especially if they're former combat veterans of the U.S. Army like she is. But this later spat is far more indicative of what the left has become. When they're accusing each other now of being pawns for Russia, you can only laugh after the last 2.5 years of the insanity that they've been peddling about our president. I mentioned earlier, we will get to your calls in a second, even in this first segment. It is Friday. It is Ask Dr. G Anything Friday. And also with Terry Shepard, former Green Beret, later this hour, it will be Second Amendment Friday. But thanks to one of you, one of our many, many, almost 2 million listeners we have out there, I have in front of me a fascinating document. It's an official document from the 106th Congress, second session of the United States, House Resolution 270. It was submitted. Sit down. Okay. Don't have anything fragile in your hands. Sit down. You may want to grab the table or lean back in your chair. This House resolution was submitted by Congressman Joseph Scarborough. Do you know who that is? I know it's hard to believe this. Joe Scarborough was a Republican congressman. And he submitted this resolution to Congress 19 years ago. I'm going to read some of it. The title: Condemning the racist and anti-Semitic views of the Reverend Al Sharpton. Whereas the Reverend Al Sharpton has referred to members of the Jewish faith as, quote, blood-sucking Jews and Jew... Am I allowed to say the B word on Radio Leroy? No, I shouldn't say the B word. Jew illegitimate children. Okay, you can work the rest out. Whereas Reverend Al Sharpton has referred to members of the Jewish faith as white interlopers and diamond merchants. Whereas he was found guilty of defamation by a jury in the New York court arising from the false accusation that former assistant district attorney Stephen Pagones, who is white, raped and assaulted a 15-year-old black girl. Whereas to this day, the Reverend has refused to accept responsibility and express no regret for defaming Mr. Pagones. Whereas Al Sharpton's vicious verbal anti-Semitic attacks directed at members of the Jewish faith, and in particular, a Jewish landlord, arising from a simple landlord-tenant dispute with a black tenant, incited widespread violence, riots, and the murder of 5 innocent people. Whereas Al Sharpton's fierce demagoguery incited violence, riots, and murder in the Crown Heights section of Brooklyn, New York, following the accidental death of a black pedestrian child hit by the motorcade of Orthodox Rabbi Menachem Schneerson. Whereas the Reverend Al Sharpton led a protest in the Crown Heights neighborhood and marched next to a protester with a sign that read, "The White Man is a devil." Shall I just stop there? Is that enough? I think that's enough. So, two things we need to conclude. Number one, dyeing your hair for many years can have a detrimental effect on your gray cells. Clearly, there is no other answer for how Joe Scarborough did this 18 years ago and now is who he is, raving with Mika next to him. Second, congratulations to the then Joe Scarborough, because everything in this House resolution is true, is real, is a fact, and Al Sharpton is a bigot, a racist, an ethno-huckster, and an anti-Semite. I never thought I would ever say this on national radio. Thank you, Joe Scarborough. Let's get to somebody who's been waiting very, very patiently. I had to read that into the record. But our friend from Brooklyn, Judy, is on the line. Happy Friday, Judy.
Hi. Hi, Dr. Gorka. I want to tell you something. Best bumper music, number one.
Well, thank you. But we knew that, right? Didn't we know that, Leroy? Best bumper music in the universe?
Of course.
Right. Thank you. Go ahead, Judy. Best.
And number two, I'm a forever Trumper and a forever Dr. Gorka. How's that?
I like that. We had in the last hour, we had David Goldman say he's, what did he say? An always Trumper. And you're a forever Trumper. That's dedication.
Okay.
That's dedication. Tell me one thing. We're up against a hard break, but tell me one thing, Judy. You've been waiting so patiently. I need to know, what does Judy from Brooklyn like the most about the 45th President of the United States?
He's bold, he's brave, he's true to what he says, he's sincere, he loves this country, he loves the world, the free world.
You've got the same math skills as my engineer. I said one thing and you gave me 12. But I'll translate that. I'll translate that into one thing. He's a fighter, right? He's a fighter, Judy.
He's fantastic. Dr. Gorka, listen, I'm waiting really long, so I want to be able to say what I want to say, and I do have a question.
You've got 1 minute, Judy. 1 minute. Come on.
Okay. I'm going to do real fast. Number one, the pay-to-play, what's his name, Eliza Cummings,
yes.
His wife. Could
yes.
you please investigate him? Number two, James Comey went to President Trump and said, oh, this dossier is unverified.
Right.
Then he took this unverified dossier. He went to these mysterious FISA judges. Who signed off, or he signed off, and I'm asking you a question, Dr. Gorka. Who are these mysterious FISA judges that took an unverified dossier,
yeah.
gave authorization? Justice
great.
Roberts.
Great, great.
All of these judges.
Yeah,
I
know. Judy,
are.
It's a great question, and the lack of transparency, the lack of our capacity to know who these people are, has led some people to say, we need to dissolve the secret FISA courts. Stay tuned. Thank you, Judy. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to homeadvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Are you hiring? Do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites. And now you can. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 100-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 400,000 businesses. And right now, listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/America. That's ZipRecruiter.com/America. One more time. To try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/America.
Protecting data across modern decentralized networks presents challenges that traditional backup solutions can't handle. At best, you'll waste time and money managing multiple solutions. At worst, gaps in coverage will leave your data vulnerable. Barracuda Backup is a single cloud-integrated solution that simplifies the backup process and allows data replication to anywhere on your network, a private cloud, Barracuda's cloud, or to the AWS public cloud. Reclaim your data. Try Barracuda Backup free at barracuda.com/backup.
You know, I'm not a genius about money. I love my credit cards, and they love me.
I was using them as a source of income, and then I got behind in my payments, and creditors were calling. I figured I had a problem, and I didn't know how to deal with it. I heard about Trinity, so I called and talked to a counselor. In half an hour, we worked out a plan. Now I've got one easy monthly payment, a lower interest rate, and I'm getting out of debt.
If you're in an endless cycle of paying on credit card balances that never seem to go away, then get ready for a toll-free number that will put you on a path to financial recovery. Trinity will consolidate your accounts, put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976. Call 1-800-990-6976.
Warning, property protected by electric fence. Sharks sighted in water.
Warnings are truly handy.
Bridge out.
But you may not always get a warning when it comes to threats to your identity or the personal information on your devices. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection includes Norton Security for even more protection. LifeLock uses proprietary technology to help detect identity threats, like your personal info for sale on the dark web. And Norton Security protects up to 5 devices from ransomware and other online threats. Plus, if you have a problem, our agents will work to fix it. Of course, no one can prevent all identity theft or cybercrime or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but having someone looking out for you...
Warning, minefield ahead.
...will help keep you out of danger. Join now and get 10% off your first year. Go to LifeLock.com and enter promo code SMART. That's promo code SMART for 10% off. LifeLock with Norton. More detection, more protection.
This is Second Amendment Friday on America First with Dr. G.
Yes, indeed. The music is right. Because what happens at the beginning of every Bond movie? The bad guy looks down a gun barrel and he gets smoked by 007, a man who is almost as dangerous as 007, but only when he's got his white Cuban-heeled ankle boots on. It is Terry Shepard, former Green Beret Ranger qualified. It says on his Twitter feed, defender of the faith. Terry Shepard, are you out there?
By the way, I just was giggling the whole time you were playing that music, because if there's a better movie theme, iconic movie theme, I dare you to find one. I don't think there is. It's the coolest music.
And think about it. This is the original Monty Norman theme from 1960... What is it, 62, 63?
Yeah,
has it aged? Has it aged?
No, it's even it's good as it was when I first heard it as a little kid in the 60s. Yep.
Amazing. All right, so, buddy, you are Terry Shepard. Follow him at Terry Shepard, S-C-H-A-P-P-E-R-T. He is the host, I hate having to talk about this, of a show where he gets to shoot guns, get paid for it, and actually recreate the key elements of the best movies out there. But
worst
hey,
job ever.
Somebody's got to do it, and unfortunately, it's not me. It's Terry Shepard. Terry, welcome back to the United States. You've been traveling. We'll talk about guns. We'll talk about season 4 that you've just wrapped of Hollywood Weapons. But my friend, Terry, where have you been and what have you been doing?
Well, technically, I've been in the States. I was in I took a circuitous path there, but I was in a U.S. territory. Saipan, which is in the northern.
You just had to. I teed it up for you, and he had to get pedantic on me and correct me. Terry, I thought we were friends. Come on.
We are friends. And by the way, no one pretty much gets a leg up on you, so just allow me this. Please, Gorka.
Revel in it, Terry. Revel in it.
I will revel in it because the victory will be short-lived with you. I know this.
Carry on.
So we've talked before. I am a scuba instructor and a volunteer for a special forces charity called Task Force Dagger. You can go to taskforcedagger.org. We do a lot of stuff. We get guys to the Cleveland Clinic. We're involved in a lot of different treatment modalities for PTSD, immediate needs for families who have lost someone. We just lost someone not too long ago in Afghanistan, as you saw.
Yes.
Every summer, I go down to Key West. I teach scuba to guys, wounded guys and their wives and kids. But we've got an ongoing project in cooperation with East Carolina University's Maritime Archaeology Program. We went last year for the first time as a combined effort. It was really, everybody was great. We found a Hellcat wreck that was shot down this summer. It was shot down 75 years ago. That battle was 75 years ago, Battle of Saipan. We found it. We did all the things we were supposed to do, mapped it, photographed it, all sorts of things, sent it to the government. They're like, yes, we want to turn this into an excavation. So we returned this summer, just got back a few days.
So this is an official DOD-sanctioned maritime excavation related to the Battle of Saipan.
Exactly right. So there's an organization called DPAA, Defense POW Accounting Agency, and they're based out of Hawaii. It's a separately funded DOD department. You're correct. And they're the guys and gals who go all over the world and get servicemen remains from all of our wars and from all different places. And so we went back there this time, again with ECU, most of the same guys, because we kind of wanted to give those dudes the shot at it since we're the ones who found it. We brought the same rehab guys back, so the band was back together.
How deep did you have to dive for this site?
So this site was really shallow, Seb. It was like about 27 feet of water. So it's an easy dive as far as the physics and you know, any kind of there's no decompression problems. Basically, your limiting factor will be how fast you can blow through a tank. And we worked on that for several weeks. While I was there, four of us who are technical closed circuit rebreather guys, we got sliced away for several days to look for a B-29 that had gone down on takeoff from Saipan on the way to bomb Japan.
A B-29?
I'm not B-29. B-29. B-29.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a B-29. That was the same kind of bomber that that dropped Little Boy. That was one of the Enola Gay with
yes,
the B-29. It
right.
really only saw service in the Pacific for us. It was majorly important for bombing Japan. And it took off from Saipan, and it crashed kind of between Saipan and Tinian, which is right across the water. Now, it's very deep there at some points. It drops off because it's the Coral Atoll. And we dove in on some spots where there was a couple of anomalies from side scan sonar and magnetometer just to see. It didn't look like there was something, but we wanted to make sure. And we had two guys, and we didn't find anything. So that doesn't mean we're done with it. It could mean that the plane has actually slid way, way, way down. We're not done with that project, but that was the initial test for us, where they said it was down by testimony, guys who had seen it happen. That's not where it is. So we went back, and we worked with the rest of the team on the Hellcat wreck. And, as we've talked about before, you know, the government is understandably and correctly very protective of the families
yes.
involved in this, you know, the people who have lost someone. So I can only say we were hugely successful.
So mission accomplished. Mission accomplished.
Mission accomplished. Mission accomplished and then some. And I will tell you that we're not. There will be more done on that site, and it's going to be. I will tell you, it was really emotional. Because
tell us about the effect on the veterans that you took with us. What was it like for them to be part of a new mission to bring back or to find the remnants of their fellow fighters?
An excellent question, as usual. I think the reason this is a rehabilitation project for Task Force Dagger, because we're giving guys, you know, mission, purpose, and focus, something to wake up and be a part of. And it's funny because some of these cats I hadn't seen since last year in Saipan. A lot of them I have. We've dove together and done different things. But to see the light in their eyes, there's this fire when you have a group of special operations guys in various stages of brokenness. Some guy, we had a double amputee. He's probably the toughest guy we have.
Wow.
We had a lot of different brain injuries. And nobody, I mean, it was nonstop work. And East Carolina even said, that we can't get better guys than you because you guys are just so driven. And so, you know, and we're used to doing things. We're used to checklists. We're used to doing tasks. We're used to
buddying up
navigation.
Right.
Exactly. We're used to all those kind of, that's why diving is such a good thing for military people. It fits all the bills. And it was, everybody was recharged. Everybody was, it was just, you know, being back on an A-team again is what it felt like, quite frankly. And that's really what I miss the most about being away. I miss the guys. It's always the guys. So that was great to be part of that.
It's always about the team. And our listeners, if they want to support this incredible venture that uses veterans to help recover the remains of those who have fought in World War II, this charity is Task Force Dagger, and it's taskforcedagger.org, correct?
You got it. That's it, my man.
Good. All right. Excellent. What an incredible, incredible thing to do for our guys. This is America First. You are listening to Terry Shepard. He is the host of one of the best programs out there. I think you can still find it on Amazon. It is called Hollywood Weapons, Fact or Fiction. He tests whether or not that guy, you know, Harrison Ford or Arnold Schwarzenegger, what he did in that movie, whether you can do it in real life with real bullets. whether it's swinging off a fire hose through a plate glass window that you've just fired your MP5 machine gun through, or whether it's just doing a little bit of pruning in the jungle with your chain gun. Terry Shepherd is the man who will make it possible or see whether it is just a myth. Follow him at Terry Shepherd, S-C-H-A-P-P-E-R-T. I'm Sebastian Gorka, former host of... No, not former host. What am I talking about? Former strategist to the President of the United States, host of America First on the Salem Radio Network. We're going to talk guns, Second Amendment next. Don't you dare go anywhere. Don't touch that dial.
When it comes to your pain, many of you might be skeptical, like I was, about ordering Relief Factor. Pat Boone again for this wonderful 100% drug-free supplement designed to help your own body lower or eliminate occasional aches and pains due to aging, exercise, everyday living. I'm not skeptical any longer. The three-week quick start is now discounted to only $19.95. Why don't you let us see if we can get you out of pain, too, at ReliefFactor.com.
Ever wonder why Europeans speak so many languages? Maybe it's because they use Babbel, the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Babbel's 10 to 15 minute lessons and award-winning technology can have you speaking Spanish, French, or German within weeks.
I always thought I was bad at languages, but after using Babbel, I can tell you I was just taught the wrong way.
Now, try Babbel free. Go to Babbel.com or download the app. That's Babbel, B-A-B-B-E-L.com, or download the app to try for free.
When it comes to your pain, many of you might be skeptical, like I was, about ordering Relief Factor. Pat Boone again for this wonderful 100% drug-free supplement designed to help your own body lower or eliminate occasional aches and pains due to aging, exercise, everyday living. I'm not skeptical any longer. The three-week quick start is now discounted to only $19.95. Why don't you let us see if we can get you out of pain, too, at ReliefFactor.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. That's why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
Try ZipRecruiter now for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
I'm Lou Dobbs. China trade worries driving Wall Street lower, the United States to sell more beef to the European Union. Those stories and more next.
I'm Bobby Richards with today's 1 Minute Money Report. The New York Times recently reported on an unusual way Americans are making money. They found over 10,000 people who broke the golden rule of investing and became millionaires. The stories included people from all walks of life, including writers, professional bowlers, and blues guitarists, even a set of grandparents.
We broke the golden rule of investing and turned $16,000 into $2 million.
And here's one person who agrees with what they're doing, Warren Buffett. He says blindly following Wall Street's golden rule is just protection against ignorance. And Alexander Green, perhaps the top stock picker in America, told his 140,000 followers that if they break this rule, they can retire on just one investment. His video immediately went viral. You can view it for yourself at onestockretirement.com and decide if you should break the golden rule too. Again, that's onestockretirement.com. If your retirement isn't what you want it to be, go see what 10,000 people have already used to become millionaires.
Investors ignored a solid jobs report and drove stock indexes lower. Investors continue to be concerned about a host of issues, including the trade conflict with China. Stocks rallied during the final hour of trading, but still ended lower. At the close, the Dow Jones Industrials down 98 points, the NASDAQ down 107, the S&P lost 22. The United States will sell more beef to the European Union. That agreement announced today ends a long-running dispute with the EU over their beef import restrictions. Boeing developing software for the 737 MAX jetliner that will use a second flight control computer to make the system more reliable and solve a problem that surfaced in June with the grounded jetliner. Please join me for Lou Dobbs tonight at 7 o'clock and 10 Eastern on the Fox Business Network. This is the Lou Dobbs Financial Report.
I'm going to really mix you up right now with your cultural references. We've got Bond in the background. De Plane, boss, De Plane. Oh, no, he's actually in one of the movies. I forgot.
He was.
Herr Villachaise was in The Man with the Golden Gun. Why am I talking about him? Because Terry Shepherd is on the line. He is the man, the legend, who is the host of Hollywood Weapons. And why on earth am I talking about Fantasy Island, Terry?
You know, I wish I had a good answer, but a lot of times in this series, it's come down to, why do you guys want to do that little bit about Fantasy Island? And I just looked at Larry, I go, because I love Fantasy Island. That's it.
But I can't remember. Are there any guns in Fantasy Island?
That's the thing, too. I told people when I posted some of those pictures, people were like, what the heck is going on right now that you are dressed like O'Rourke at the actual Fantasy Island set?
I know why you did it, Terry. I know. I just worked it out. It's because O'Rourke, Ricardo Montalban, always wore Cuban heel white boots.
Yes, he did. And a white suit. And
that's
by the way,
why.
That is right up my alley. So
that's why.
Exactly
nailed
correct.
It. Nailed it. Okay, let's talk about season 4 of Hollywood Weapons. You've done amazing stuff. Stuff from Die Hard, from Predator. Share with our listeners some of the things that you've put in the can for this season of Hollywood Weapons.
Thanks. Well, also, by the way, in season 2, I tested some really cool stuff from Bond, and that theme was that theme is in my head.
Oh, you had the machine guns. It wasn't quite an Aston Martin. Not quite an Aston Martin. It was a Range Rover, but that was a fun episode.
And I also got to drive an actual DB5. Season 4, we keep going. We keep going with some really fun stuff. I got to be one of my favorite characters in all the movies of all time is Indiana Jones, Harrison Ford.
Right.
And so we tested some really cool stuff from The Last Crusade where if you remember, there's a big scene where he's fighting on top of the tank.
Yes.
You know, fighting Nazis like you do and like you
real,
know a lot about.
Real Nazis. Right.
Real Nazis, not the ones that people call, not half the country like everybody else says in the media. But so we tested the gun. There was a 9mm gun. He pulls out, he shoots all through three guys. And we actually got to work on at a place called Drive Tanks down in Texas. And he has, this guy down there has one of the only, might be the only one that does both, a Sherman tank that drives and can actually fire the gun.
Wow.
And I know the Sherman tank wasn't in that movie, but it was the same size gun.
Right.
And we got to use that tank. We put this big car up against the barrel. And
oh, you tried to blow the car off the barrel?
Yeah, well, it was like right next. We didn't want to touch it because you could really mess the gun up, and we don't want to do that. But it was right next to it, and I won't tell you what happened, but it was
no
very
spoilers.
Intimidating.
No spoilers.
No, it was very. As Sean Connery said, "What did you find?" Illumination.
And then one of my favorite shows from the 80s with Edward Woodward was remade recently into a couple of movies called The Equalizer. In the last 2 minutes we have great movies with Denzel Washington. Did you replicate anything from The Equalizer, Terry Shepherd?
We did. We tested some scenes from both movies, 1 and 2. We did the nail gun test. We did the stuff in the microwave because that was all.
Did you blow up microwaves, Terry Shepherd?
I might have messed up a couple of microwaves. It's you know.
Did you get paid to do that?
I get paid to dress up like my favorite characters, act like a knucklehead, and test guns from scenes that I see. So I have a really. It's a horrible job, Seth.
Yeah,
it's a terrible job. It's a
tough.
Real grind.
It's tough.
And I'm just kidding. Go ahead and punch me right now.
If anybody deserves it, I think any Green Beret deserves that job after the stuff you guys have been put through. I think the scar tissue alone mandates that kind of job be your reward. And then the last one, share with us what you did. That's that key scene in the second movie where you, what is it about a flour mill?
Right. So you wouldn't think a bakery could be such a problem. But in the second movie, if you remember, the bad guys are after him and he goes into this abandoned bakery, cuts all the bags open. And then activates these big, huge fans and gets all that dust in the air. And then when the guy throws in a flashbang, the whole place goes up. Now, we know from physics, the particles in the air like that can conduct it, and it happens. You know, you have silos blowing up. So it's a real-world thing. The challenge is, of course, can you actually build that and reenact it? And we had an awful lot of fun doing
just
that, too.
One message to our dear listeners. You can be jealous. You can be jealous of Terry Shepherd. but just don't try this at home. We've been
Please don't try this at home.
We've been talking to Terry Shepard. If you want to support the veterans that he takes to those dives to bring back our missing in action, our killed in action, the remnants, go to taskforcedagger.org. And then in your spare time, just to relax and have fun, check out season 4 and go to Amazon to check out Hollywood Weapons. He's Terry Shepard at Terry Shepard, S-C-H-A-P-P-E-R-T. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, totally natural pain relief that actually works. How do I know this? Because I take it every morning and every evening. The lower back pain that I'd suffered from for almost a decade, for 9 years, was gone within 2 weeks of taking the three-week quick starter pack. That is the experience of tens of thousands of you, our listeners, who are taking Relief Factor every day. Don't take my word for it. Listen to the testimonials from Americans across the country that are up on their website, ReliefFactor.com, and just think about this. The faculty, my colleagues here at Salem, people like Dennis Prager, Hugh Hewitt, Larry Elder, Mike Gallagher, all stand by this product. Why? Because it's real and it works. Shouldn't you be the next success story? It's totally natural, no side effects. The three-week quick starter pack is just $19.95. Isn't $20 worth it to you to know if you can be liberated from your daily aches and pains? Lower back, shoulder, whatever it is, knee pain, give it a try. You may be the next success story. ReliefFactor.com, three-week quick starter pack, just $19.95. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network from ReliefFactor.com studios just outside the insalubrious swamp, and it is swampy today. That is Washington, D.C.
Impressive. Most impressive.
I'm Bobby Richards with today's 1 Minute Money Report. The New York Times recently reported on an unusual way Americans are making money. They found over 10,000 people who broke the golden rule of investing and became millionaires. The stories included people from all walks of life, including writers, professional bowlers, and blues guitarists, even a set of grandparents.
We broke the golden rule of investing and turned $16,000 into $2 million.
And here's one person who agrees with what they're doing, Warren Buffett. He says blindly following Wall Street's golden rule is just protection against ignorance. And Alexander Green, perhaps the top stock picker in America, told his 140,000 followers that if they break this rule, they can retire on just one investment. His video immediately went viral. You can view it for yourself at onestockretirement.com and decide if you should break the golden rule too. Again, that's onestockretirement.com. If your retirement isn't what you want it to be, go see what 10,000 people have already used to become millionaires.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Massachusetts only. Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Paul J. Morgan, Winter Park, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. Michael Bro Gonzalez, admitted Louisiana. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type are referred to other attorneys for principal responsibility.
Mesothelioma. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been affected by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today. 1-800-813-5400. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of U.S. veterans and trade workers are at risk for the disease. Nearly $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be able to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-813-5400. That's 1-800-813-5400. 1-800-813-5400.
Summer's here, and you know what that means. It's barbecue season. You should be serving up incredible meat from ButcherBox. From grass-fed beef to free-range organic chicken to wild-caught sockeye salmon, ButcherBox has over 20 different cuts of meat with customizable boxes and a variety of other options to choose from. They work closely with the best farms to ensure not only an ethical process, but one that results in a better quality, better-tasting, nutrient-dense meat with no added hormones or antibiotics ever. ButcherBox is delivered right to your door with free shipping, and a month's worth of meat from ButcherBox comes out to less than $6 a meal. And ButcherBox is making sure you have burgers for all your barbecues this summer season. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/elder for $20 off your first box, plus 6 free burgers in every box until October 15th. That's butcherbox.com/elder for $20 off your first box, plus free burgers in every box until October 15th. butcherbox.com/elder.
You're listening to America First with Dr. G.
Welcome back, dear friends. It is Friday. It's Ask Dr. G Anything Friday. But now we have to do something special. We believe in citizen politicians, those who take the founding principles of the Republic seriously and think that politics starts locally. That's why we're giving the next segment over to a special guest. He's Joe Galdo. You can check out his website, galdoforchairman.com. He's running for office here at the Fairfax County Board of Supervisors to fix all kinds of problems that the Commonwealth suffers from. Joe Galdo, welcome to America First.
Thank you, Sebastian.
Why are you running? In the crazy times we live in, when people get into the political maelstrom and have to be buffeted by fake news and all kinds of things, tell us your motivation for running for Fairfax, the chairman of the Fairfax County Board.
The reason I'm running is that I've lived in Fairfax County for 37 years, and so I've seen a lot of changes. And some are good and some are not so good. As you mentioned, we have problems, and they're not being taken care of. For one, infrastructure has not kept up with the rapid pace of high-density development.
And Virginia has had a very high pace of growth.
Yes, especially Northern Virginia.
Yes.
And that's caused some problems. Traffic congestion keeps increasing. Okay. Taxes keep increasing because of the problems that we have. And schools, as you heard from a couple of our school board candidates, have overcrowded classrooms. We've had students being taught in trailers for a decade or more.
Yeah. You know. And how does your background, you've served in government, you've served, supported the intelligence community. What do you bring? Why should people support Joe Galdo here in Fairfax County?
Well, I've worked on complex problems. I've worked in private industry for a while. And so I've had supervisory capacities, supervisory responsibilities. I've worked on both sides of the contracting issue, so I've been a COTR. I've managed contracting efforts, and I've used them as well in the government. In the Department of Energy, which was my last government position, I was a senior member of the staff of one of the deputy assistant secretaries in the Office of Energy Efficiency and Renewable Energy.
And he called you, what did he call you, Mr. Green Markets?
Well, it wasn't my immediate boss. It was the assistant secretary herself at that time calling Mr. Green Markets.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I worked in renewables, but I focused not only on program evaluation. I was responsible for the office's metrics, developing the metrics with which we decided which programs had priority in terms of budget and how they performed.
Yeah. And then right now, if you won, if you became the Fairfax Board County Chairman, what would you do? Where would you begin to fix all these problems we have in Northern Virginia?
The way I would begin to fix is, unfortunately, in recent years, under the Democratic-controlled Board of Supervisors, policy has been driven more by the policy agenda and the social agenda of the left, and not focus specifically on solving the problems.
Real issues.
Yes.
Right. So where would you begin, Joe Galdo?
What I would begin would be changing that, okay? That we would look at changing the priorities, number one, that the priorities are focused on the needs of the communities that we have, and not on development per se and other agendas.
So if it's not development that's the key issue, which seems to be the case if you open a window and look outside in Northern Virginia, what are the priorities that we should be looking at, Joe Galdo?
Okay, the priorities are fixing the infrastructure. And that's not just roads, it's public transportation. There's an issue with connectivity and efficiency. You just can't get from here to there. From where you live to jobs if you don't own a car and if you want to avoid congestion on the roads. I have a son, okay, who is learning disabled, and he had an opportunity for a full-time job in Manassas. We live in Fairfax, the center of Fairfax, and we couldn't find public transportation for him from where we live to the potential job that he would have. And what he has now is a part-time job. And he has to take a bus, takes a subway, and a taxi. And it takes an hour to get from where we live to Alexandria.
That's not right, is it?
So there's a problem with public transportation. Mm. We need to not pursue development like the county does. It incentivizes it, and it doesn't respond to the market.
If you're a developer, Fairfax County is good for you, right?
It's like throwing raw meat into the ocean for sharks. You know, it attracts them. And the policy does that. It's overdeveloping the county so that the infrastructure will never catch up to the needs of the population. And so I would change some policies in how we actually do development and the philosophy behind it, which is, you know, trying to emulate Silicon Valley and Seattle, and now even saying, comparing us, our competition is New York City, which it isn't.
Oh, my gosh, you know, save us.
And when I talk to voters, their complaints are affordability and high-density development.
Right.
And those are the two issues that we need to focus on.
So in the last minute we have with you, Joe Galdo, and you can go to his website, Galdo, G-A-L-D-O, GaldoForChairman.com. Why should people support you in your attempt to become chairman of the Fairfax County Board of Supervisors?
Because I will bring common sense solutions to the problems. I will focus on the problems and not try to fold in other issues. I will try to address the needs of our communities. Some of our communities are being left behind. There are a couple that have told me, for one thing, they need more vocational training.
Yes.
And they've asked for one of their high schools to be converted to a vocational
training center. Wow, that's a great idea.
And the county hasn't been listening.
Can I ask where that is?
In Mount Vernon.
Mount Vernon.
Yeah.
That's a great idea. We've been talking to Joe Galdo. I'm supporting anyone who has the gumption, the wherewithal, and the fortitude to run for public office, including this man. Go to his website, GaldoForChairman.com. He is Joe Galdo. He is running for the position of chairman of the Fairfax County Board of Supervisors. We wish you every luck. Our studio is open for you. This is America First. You've been listening to Joe Galdo. We are on the Salem Radio Network, coast to coast. Don't forget, in addition to our live YouTube broadcast, we are on iTunes. Go to iTunes. The podcast app is free. You can download the show within minutes every day of the last closing segment. And, of course, I'm on Twitter, SEBGORKA. Back in a moment with America First from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Gold has reached its highest price in 6 years, and chances are it could go much higher before the year ends. Sebastian Gorka here for my friends at Midas Gold Group. If you don't add physical gold or silver to your portfolio right now, you could miss one of the greatest opportunities this year. Call Midas Gold Group, the veteran-owned precious metals dealer, rated A+ with the Better Business Bureau. Get their free guide to owning bullion and coins. Call 480-360-3000. That's 480-360-3000. And if you already own precious metals, ask for a free holdings evaluation to make sure your investments are on track. Learn how you can add the safety and stability of gold to your investments. There's no catch. Just call for their free guide to owning bullion and coins now. Midas Gold Group, 480-360-3000. 480-360-3000. Tell them Sebastian Gorka sent you.
When it comes to your pain, many of you might be skeptical, like I was, about ordering Relief Factor. Pat Boone again for this wonderful 100% drug-free supplement designed to help your own body lower or eliminate occasional aches and pains due to aging, exercise, everyday living. I'm not skeptical any longer. The 3-week quick start is now discounted to only $19.95. Why don't you let us see if we can get you out of pain, too, at ReliefFactor.com.
Ever wonder why Europeans speak so many languages? Maybe it's because they use Babbel, the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Babbel's 10 to 15 minute lessons and award-winning technology can have you speaking Spanish, French, or German within weeks.
I always thought I was bad at languages, but after using Babbel, I can tell you I was just taught the wrong way.
Now, try Babbel free. Go to Babbel.com or download the app. That's Babbel, B-A-B-B-E-L.com, or download the app to try for free.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-607-3551. That's 800-607-3551. 800-607-3551. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Fact is that all of this progress could be lost with one bad day in November in 2020. I mean, all you have to do is look at that debate that took place this last week. Did y'all watch that debate? I mean, it was kind of hard to watch. I mean, those people were standing so far on the left, I thought that stage was going to flip over.
Do you know who that is? When John found that audio clip, I had to go back and watch the video version because I didn't want to believe it. That's Vice President Mike Pence. I didn't know he had it in him. That was actually very funny. I am not joking. When I was in the White House, of all the principals, cabinet members, super senior individuals, he is the one I would bump into most. I mean, it would be multiple times a day I'd bump into him. And you know what he did? He would always stop. And it wasn't, hey, nice weather we're having. It would be a meaningful discussion. He'd ask me, I got to talk about Iran on this show tomorrow. What should I say? Any talking points he'd recommend? Really meaningful. But it was always super polite, by the book, and always very straight and substantive. He never cracked a joke like that one. But he's right. That was in Atlanta last night. You look at that stage of 10 plus 10, and they're all in a bidding war to outbid each other on the insanity that they wish to force down our throat. Whether it's healthcare paid for by you for illegal aliens, whether it's just maintaining an utterly open southern border, whether it's Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's green new scam, the watermelon that is green on the outside and deep, deep red and then communist on the inside. Just think about that FAQ, those frequently asked questions information sheet that was released from her office that said, because of the Green New Deal, we will get rid of gas engines. We will have people not fly. We will take apart every building in America that is not politically correct and friendly for the environment and have it rebuilt. Which leads, at the end, to what? A level of control over you, my friends, that the real, real communists in the Soviet Union only ever dreamt of. Those are the stakes. And that's why Donald Trump Jr. in Orlando, when the president relaunched his election campaign, said the choice is easy. It's between liberty and socialism. But as his father said, we have a very special message for those who wish to see that happen in America.
And to those who would try to impose socialism on the United States, we again deliver a very simple message. America will never be a socialist country.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. How much does it cost?
Oh, Home Advisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free Home Advisor app. Home Advisor.
Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. If you are a timeshare owner and you think back to the day you bought your little piece of heaven, it probably was a good thought. The reality now is that you probably never use your timeshare and have continued to pay those annual maintenance fees. We at Lone Star Transfer are here to help you get out of this ongoing burden in an effective, quick, and legal way. We have over 8,000 happy customers to prove it. Call us today for a free, no-obligation consultation at 844-284-4863 or visit us online at LoneStarTransfer.com.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.